And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters with the man, Captain Frank Lopresti. We're giving away a couple of great, great gifts today, thanks to Frank.
Unbelievable, the generosity of Frank and Fisherman's and everybody. And just, man, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about at the end of the show today? You know, typically we flip a prize coin to decide whether the winner is going to be a caller or a texter. Well, today, everybody's a winner because there's going to be a prize for the texter, and there's also going to be a prize for the caller, and we'll flip that coin to decide who gets what. But how about this at the end of the show today? One lucky caller or texter is going to win an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing, and again, that is good for any open party trip, whatever your favorite boat is, as long as they're running an open party spot, you get to go. Carl had mentioned if you want to pay the upgrade to a day and a half, you got that option too. Yep. An unbelievable prize. As if that wasn't enough, Frank sweetened the deal, and the other side of it, be it caller or texter, is going to win a $250 gift certificate, good for either the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah.
How cool is that, dude?
Wow, pretty cool.
Awesome.
And the phones are packed right now, but you want to get through. Jeff Hamby, the man, is standing by, 833-288-0973. We're working Hamby very hard today.
Speaking of the fan.
So, you know, yeah. A friend of mine sent me a text, and it said in the Union Tribune this morning with an interview with Nelson Cortez,
yes,
who, by the way, Nestor Cortez, thank you for such a great performance last night. He wants to go tuna fishing.
Cool.
So, Nestor, I hope you're listening because I'm personally inviting you, and we'll make sure you get on a trip that is going to go catch tuna. So
there you go.
That's so rad.
I will make sure I somehow get a hold of you and let you know when you can go.
Yeah.
And I know it'll be after the season, after you guys win the World Series.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Nestor, I hope you get this message.
Frank's going to take you fishing.
I love it,
How
man.
How about that?
And what a performance that was last night.
Great.
God, that was awesome.
Yeah.
What
go
a game.
Padres, yeah.
That was awesome.
Really, I know we have a lot of Dodger fans that are listening. But,
well, you can turn this part off because I'm talking about just kidding.
I understand. But, yeah, we are, of course, on the home of the Padres.
That's right,
on 97.3 The Fan, and it's great to see the Padres playing so well against a very tough team.
Some of the most fun banter that happens in the tackle store. Like we've got a bunch of guys that are big Padres fans in the shop.
And always have some Dodgers.
Some of the most fun banter is, you know, there's obviously a lot of Los Angeles fans that come and go fishing with us and support.
Oh, yeah.
And like it's always the banter in the shop is always really good.
Yeah.
It's friendly competition and fun, but boy, I sure like it when we're on the winning side of it.
Two great teams. It's really great to see. Hey, let's jump into the phones and talk some fishing.
Well, they're packed solid. We're going to start it off this morning with Tom. He's calling us from University City. Good morning. And Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have a question about anchovy fishing, but first I just wanted to say how much I admire Frank. You know, there's a lot of self-made men, but how many have created opportunities for so many other people and created this subculture of fishing in Southern California? So I just feel so fortunate to be a part of it, and also that we have the show.
Thank you, Tom.
That's awesome, Tom.
My question is about anchovy fishing. I got a tank of anchovies and caught some calico bass yesterday in La Jolla in my skiff. I don't really know how to use them for yellowtail. I know, you know, mackerel, I can slow troll it. I can slow troll a sardine. But if I have a few chovies left and I want to fish for a yellowtail, you know, outside the kelp line, how do you do it?
Well, first of all, I've never slow trolled anchovies. So you're probably talking to the wrong guy there. Maybe Rick's got some ideas, but as far as I'm concerned,
that'd be tough.
Fishing anchovy, fishing yellowtail, I would definitely prefer a gill hook every time. And, you know, it's a careful thing about how you gotta slide that hook in just right. And, you know, it's something that hasn't been done in a long time, and a lot of people are going to have to buy different rods and different reels to be able to cast them efficiently. You can cast an anchovy very, very well if you practice at it.
If you have the right gear. And what about, you need to downsize your hooks, I'm guessing,
too. Oh, for sure. You're fishing fours, sixes. I mean, we used to fish bluefin at Toyon Bay there at Catalina with size 8 and 10 hooks.
Oh!
That's
a little tiny hook.
That's a trout.
Wow. You know, they were 25-pound bluefin, but we would fish with 15-pound test and the little green pen reel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. But we'd use 8s quite often.
That was at Catalina?
Yeah.
Used to catch bluefin at
Toyon.
At Toyon.
No.
Wow.
Regularly.
Wow.
It used to be quite a spot for bluefin.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's kind of like catching the uniqueness. Well, it's not unique anymore, catching bluefin at the Coronado Islands.
No, it's not unique.
Yeah.
It's only unique if you jump on board the Santa and go to do it today.
But, but when you go to catch bluefin at the Coronados, I know if you're fishing 15 to, I wouldn't go any 15, maybe 20, but I know I'd be using a 6 or 8 hook.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Smaller hook and minimum 20, because some of those fish are 40, 50, 60
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, that makes it tough. If the fish at the Coronados are 50 pounds, ooh.
I don't know about 50, but certainly 40
There's
pounds.
There's some big ones.
Like,
I know one of the toughest battles I ever had was going fishing with Lee Stockland. Remember him?
Yeah.
And on his boat at Catalina when those big albacore were biting, remember? You don't remember that?
That is I think big Albies at Catalina might be a little before me. Yeah.
I caught I forget what it was, 65, 70 pound albacore on 20 pound test. And I thought it was one of the worst battles I'd ever had.
Was that
when Eddie McEwen was still catching that big albacore, remember?
Mid-80s, maybe, something like that.
Remember.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
You and I can remember that, but Ricky's a little young for that, right? Yeah.
I'm an 82 vintage.
There you go. So, some great texts, and this one's from Howard in Santa Maria. You know Howard. Everybody knows Howard in Santa Maria. He says, "What a great day. I'm building a duck blind in Los Banos right now, listening to Frank Lopresti talking about fishing. Only way it would be better if I was fishing with him. Thank you, Frank, for all you do with a big smile on your face today. Pete and Ricky, have a great day." And
that's
Howard,
awesome.
I want to just read that because Howard does so much for Captain Rollo's kids at sea, Friends of Rollo. He works so hard, and that guy is a backbone of help for
Howard
Tim.
Howard is amazing, and I'm sure he's there with Harold Davis, too.
Oh, yeah, building duck blinds?
Yes.
Most likely.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are two guys that have trouble saying the word no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a question is asked, a favor is asked, whatever it is, it's an opportunity to take kids fishing. Like, those guys have trouble with the word no when it comes to something positive in fishing. I'm with you, man. Talk about two really good dudes.
Yeah.
I had a text that I really wanted to read. It says, "Hey, guys, what a great show and an honor to get to hear Captain Frank Lopresti today. My question is for Captain Frank. Would you talk a little bit about your upbringing and what inspired you to create so many opportunities for others in the fishing industry? I was also hoping you could give one of your best words of wisdom for those that are passionate about the industry and wanting to start their career in the fishing business." And that's from Dan in Pomona.
Wow, that's a lot of questions. Well, first of all, I think the best advice I can give to anybody that wants to get into fishing and then start as a deckhand or whatever is my favorite saying is, just remember, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And that's what it's about. You got to work hard. You got to be willing to learn. Always, because you are constantly learning in this business. If you think you've got it wired, I can remember one time when a very well-known operator told me, he said, "I've got this place wired." And the very next trip, goes, holy mackerel, I thought I had this place wired, but I don't. And that's the way fishing is. What was the rest of the question? Oh, my upbringing. Yeah, my upbringing started on the San Clemente Pier, catching salimas at night.
What's a salima?
Wow. Salima, you know, the little fish. It looks like a herring, but it's got the brown stripes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. And then the Newport Pier. God, that was so much fun. Fishing mackerel.
Okay.
Oh, wow. My God. Fishing them.
How old were you when you do that?
Oh, I was 6, 7.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was so much fun. You had to underhand cast, right, on the pier. And I'm amazed that it was that way because there wasn't a railing.
Yeah. Oh, get out
no,
of here.
No, no. There was just this, like you have
like
on
a rope
curve
or something?
No, it wasn't a rope. It was like a
Like a curve?
Yeah, like a curb, like when you park
your
car.
So you could easily step off.
Oh, you could easily fall off.
No way.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's where the Newport Pier used to be.
That.
And you stood there and you'd swing.
Yeah.
You had to make sure there wasn't,
you
pile.
You couldn't lean against a rail.
You just swing it underneath and you go, wow, and you cast it out there with the two or three hooks.
Okay.
And you just let it sink, and pretty soon you had one, and pretty soon you had two, and pretty soon you had three mackerel.
I love it. I love it.
And then the other part that was so much fun was fishing squid at night.
Okay.
When those
on the pier.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, we used to fill buckets.
Like market size squid?
My mom. Oh, yeah. Beautiful market size squid.
Wow.
My mom would stuff them.
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God.
What a hero are you when you bring home a bucket full of fresh calamari?
Well, we'd bring home two or three buckets. my mom was in heaven. I mean,
yeah.
But anyhow, that's where that's how I started. And eventually I got a job. I worked as a pinhead in San Clemente, and then I worked on the dock selling bait and stuff like that at the Balboa Pavilion as a kid. That's enough.
Yeah.
Wow. And what about San Diego? How did you get introduced to San Diego?
Oh, God. You're making me repeat these stories. When I was working for Spike Taft on the Sea Raider, I was like 17, 18, like that. And the Albacore were up off of, more up off Catalina. And Poole was running up that direction on the Green Racer. And Spike and Bill were pretty good friends. And so I was always the one that was passing the bait when they, because bait was tough then.
Okay.
And they were having trouble here in San Diego, and we weren't up there. And we would pass bait almost every morning to Bill, so I got to know Bill that way. So what was the rest of the question?
So yeah, how did you get down to San Diego?
Oh, so when I turned 21, I ran the Patrician for a while, and then I knew that the future of sport fishing was in San Diego, so I called Bill Poole, and he did remember who I was, and told him I wanted to buy a boat. I've said this before, and he said, "Do you have any money?" And I said, "No, but I work hard."
I love it.
And it was about, maybe 2 months later, and I can tell you exactly where I was, that somebody gave up a boat. And Bill called me right away, and that's how it started.
Yeah, wow. I got your boat here.
Yeah, you're talking about this guy.
Hi, this is Bill Poole of XL Sport Fishing.
That's right.
You're listening to Southern California's best fishing show.
That's awesome.
That guy. Remember that voice?
Yeah, he gave me my opportunity for sure. He gave me more than one opportunity, too, because...
What a phone call that is to get, though, that you're a young man working your butt off, driving boats, and you just know in the world that's the carrot that you want more than anything else, and then that phone call comes.
You know, I was teaching school, and that afternoon after school, I went to do my taxes with Bobby Fletcher's wife's mom.
Okay.
Wow. And the call came then from Bill Poole, and it was... I forget how it came through, but it came, there were no cell phones, obviously, but the call came to my house and my wife called the accountant. I literally ran out of my house.
I love that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Bill Poole wants to see you.
Whoa.
Meet him at his apartment in Newport Beach because he was building the Cape Polaris.
Oh, no kidding. In Newport Beach.
Yep.
And I'm on my way.
Oh,
You were there.
I love it.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Great story. You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to John? John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is always a special show to listen to the stories and this and that, you know. And the few times I've got to fish with Frank have always been a pleasure. Hey, you had a trip, but I got a question and a comment. But you had a trip in July, fish with Frank. Is that going to be a regular trip? Because I missed out.
Well,
and then
go ahead.
I always enjoy. You run into people at the dock you haven't seen for 20 years. You know their names, and you just start up a conversation like you talked to last Tuesday, and that's impressive.
Well, thank you. But as far as that trip, yes, it's on the books. Right now, every year, and yes, I will be going on that trip, and that's it. I know
is there space available?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and when is that trip?
I don't think so. July 16th.
Get on the wait list.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Go with your son.
My son goes, his wife, my granddaughter,
granddaughter,
and then my grandson is on the trip because he works on the RP.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Your grandson's name is?
Luciano.
Luciano. And is he on the RP right now?
No.
He's back in school now. Yeah. But he works in the summer.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a great kid. He's working hard on the RP.
He better be.
Yeah.
Is he a future? He's going to work hard. He doesn't belong there.
Is he a future captain?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right now, his life is school and wrestling.
Wrestling in school.
He's quite a wrestler.
Tough kid.
That's cool.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
What a great guy to have on the boat.
Yeah,
too.
No kidding.
This is a great text. Says, good morning, Captain Frank. I'd like to thank you for all you do. I was hoping you could give us our annual update on Guadalupe and what you thought your outlook would be for us getting back to fishing that magical place.
You know, I think I've said it. Well, I've said it to many people that ask me. And I'm always talking to Ken Frankie about it because I just feel it's such a beautiful fishery. And the problem is our politics right now. When you look at what's going on between our country and their country with the tariffs and all this, it's hard to go ask for favors.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm just glad that we can maintain the status quo.
Yeah.
But we keep pushing and we keep asking. They aren't saying no, but they aren't saying yes either.
Right.
So all I can say is we'll keep trying, and that's all I can tell you about Guadalupe.
The future for them is good from the money standpoint of what it generates for income for the Mexicans.
It's amazing how much money we generate when we fish Guadalupe.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And it's hard to believe that they would turn away from potentially millions of dollars of revenue when they're struggling.
It's outside factors that we can't control, I'm afraid.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So we'll just keep trying, right?
That's all we can do.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Well, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to speak with Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and good morning, Captain Frank. My question to you is, when was the last time the Polaris fished Clipperton or Clarion Island, and when do you think we'll ever have access to those islands in the future?
I don't know about Clarion. I know as far as Clipperton, that's hard to say also, but we were in that area. That was my last trip that I ran as a captain, which was a year ago last February, and that trip turned out to be a tough trip. A lot of shark problem. I think our biggest tuna was around 150 pounds, and we eventually left it to go fish a hurricane. But, you know, Clipperton was that way. I mean, I've been there when it was just amazing fishing. And one of the first trips I ran there with Yo's Tackle, I remember we had, I believe we had five over 300.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's like any place else in the world. I don't care where you go. They don't always bite.
Sure.
So Clipperton is owned by the French, right?
Yep.
And so why did they close it?
They made it a national park.
Oh, they made it a national park.
Right.
Interesting.
What's it like to get bait down there? I mean, it's so far from home. Can your sardine make it down there? Is the water too hot? Does it do okay if your conditions are right? And
generally,
is there bait to catch on site?
Generally, we have found almost every trip down there, we have found a log.
Okay.
And you catch cocineros.
Oh, okay.
And you catch caballito. And, you know, anything that swims. Also, small rainbow runners.
Uh-huh.
Rainbow runners that are up to 12, 14 inches long, they're a great bait.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's survival of the fittest down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Does San Diego sardine survive in that water?
Only for the first few days.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too warm.
That's what I would have guessed. Yeah. I was so curious.
Too warm.
But you've got to figure caballito. Those things seem like they live forever.
Yeah. So do cocineros.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do they pull line off the reel? Like,
oh,
pretty good bait to fish
like
with?
Man, yeah.
That's cool.
All right. First time all morning to get a chance to get through on the phones is 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by there. A great text here from Mike in Miramesa says, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Thank you, Frank, for all you do for us fishermen. My question for Frank, with all that he has seen in Southern California fishing scene, what do you see going on, and what will be our greatest challenge moving forward? That's a challenging question.
Yeah. Well, I feel like our greatest, first of all, I think as far as fish, there's going to be plenty of fish to catch. as far as availability. So much of it, as I just got done saying a few minutes ago, depends on the politics of the world.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, until some of that gets straightened out, it's hard to predict.
Right.
Okay, because in Mexico, you've got influences down there that some of them would like to see more availability, and you've got other influences just like we have right here.
In California.
In California, where they're trying to shut us down.
Right.
So, it's a very hard situation to predict. All I can say is thank God for Sport Fishing Association of California, CCA, all those people that are, if you haven't donated in one way or another, you should, because that's what...
And be a member of CCA and be active.
Yes. Yeah. It's just like Ken just got done. Ken and our attorney just got done with almost just days of work to... handle the situation with carp.
Yeah.
And Ken's got a lot of things going there. And
lots of new challenges.
Yes. It's just constant, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because carp is trying to basically make all the sport boats put in engines that don't exist, right?
Well, eventually, yes.
Yeah.
But they're also, like, it's just like we spent $600,000 on the Polaris Supreme, getting it repowered and redoing some electronics. And we were supposed to get funding, right?
Right.
Well, we got zero.
Zero. Okay. You had to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Yeah.
Completely crazy. Well, I had a fun text come through. It says, I wanted to ask Frank if he could think back quite a few years from the switchover from the monofilament to the Spectra days when it first came out. Were you guys apprehensive at first? Did you know it was going to make a big difference? I'd love to know what the thought process was like from the captain behind the wheel when Spectra first started showing up on scene.
I hated it. I thought it was ridiculous. Okay. But... now I truly believe it didn't take me too long to figure out that it was the right thing to do, but the idea of only fishing with 10 feet of mono didn't make sense to me. And even today, I think I told you, when you cast an iron, you cast Spectra, don't you?
I have an outfit that is for that, but no, if day in and day out, if I had an opportunity to cast mono. The yellowtail, I like casting 40-pound mono.
Yeah, me too.
I have a couple of niche outfits where if the fish are right in the kelp, I have an outfit that's meant for casting Spectra, the reel that's a little easier. But day in and day out, if I got the opportunity, I'm casting it. One thing that made me smile when I read that text, I remember the early years, like in the mid-90s of working in the tackle store when Spectra first came out, the average top shot length for a guy going to the Royal Polaris was 300 yards of mono. Like, they wanted 300 yards of mono on top of the Spectra, which meant, you know, the spool was maybe halfway full of mono, barely. On a 50 wide, you know, we would put 300 yards of mono on there. And now, you know, you put 3 yards on it. It's just been, it's been a lot of fun over the years seeing the switch happen. Hey, well, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the Angler's Realtor, Yosef Hassani. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system for your processing orders when you book your long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest in customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make those reservations today. We got the man on the line. What's up, Yosef?
Hey, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
How's fishing?
Fishing's great. Start up north in Santa Rosa Island area. The halibut fishing is really good up there. Lean cod and rockfish also has been very good, weather permitting. Santa Cruz is still producing some sea bass. It has slowed down a little. The halibut action has picked up quite a bit. Santa Monica Bay, there's some good sand bass fishing at the artificial reefs and El Segundo Pike. Catalina is still going good. The sea bass has slowed down a little bit. Most of the bite is still between about 3 a.m. and twilight. Nothing really biting on the backside in the daytime right now. There is some very good calico bass fishing back there going on right now. Around the front, there are some smaller yellowtail still being caught, and the 3Bs, pretty good fishing. San Clemente, as long as there's some current moving, it's still producing good 8 to 15-pound yellowtail fishing from Persane. Rock down to Gold Bluff. But there has to be current, normal deal, fly line sardines, also mint colored surface iron are killing it. Backside and Pyramid Cove, there are some good yellowtail fishing on the squid bed. Same deal from about 3 a.m. till the sun comes up. Del Mar and La Jolla, day before yesterday, there's reports of 30 to 40 pound grade bluefin being caught, and one being caught actually at the northwest corner. The yellowtail fishing as well over there is really good, eating surface iron and fly line sardines, in pretty much throughout the day. Afternoon for some reason has been really good. Lots of barracuda and bass around the area as well. Out to the tuna grounds, fishing out towards, San Clemente Island and west of it over there on the banks. Still good fishing, smaller fish up to 100 pounds. Pretty solid fishing. Tanner Bank, bluefin and yellowtail, are sitting at the Tanner and at the 9-fathom spot. Good fishing as well. They're eating flyline sardines now over there. Yesterday I was out down off just, above the 475 knuckle, and it was ridiculous. I mean, foamers everywhere, bigger fish. I'd say 50 up to about 200 pounds.
Rat.
We suck. Went 0 for 3.
Oh,
snapped off two.
Oh,
snapped off two. Pulled the spreader bar on one that was upwards of 175, maybe 200. We had it in color. And pulled the hook.
Okay.
Smashed two of my spreader. Bigger fish smashed two of my spreader bars. Broke the bars on them. I had a clip get eaten. That just like, I guess I sent you guys the pictures, but yeah,
wow.
Pretty aggressive. It was like National Geographic down there yesterday.
Wow, so many tuna foaming, huh?
That's awesome.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Well,
it was great. We just suck.
Yeah, well, hey, but at least you had shots, though. That's the most important thing, right? That's the
exactly.
most important thing. Yeah, for sure. Well, Yosef, hey, sure appreciate the reports and all you do. And what's going on in the real estate game?
Real estate games, a little bit slow. It's just on and off. We get word of, you know, the Fed lowering the rate. We did see a little rate trickle down. We got tons of loan applications in. So that should be catching up in the real estate business here in the next couple of weeks. Properties are evaporating, but it's not anything crazy as far as the market moving yet. But it's coming. They're saying in September we're going to see a little bump here. So
yeah, for sure.
Seeing more properties go on the market, but as far as sales go, it's still a little slow.
It's tough. What about nature-fed beef? What about the beef business?
Beef business is going great. We just delivered last week. Should be bringing your order in probably today.
Great.
It's moving. Yeah, people love it. It's got great flavor, super tender.
Oh, it's awesome.
All grass-fed and pasture-raised, pasture-finished, so it's feeding your family only the best stuff you can get, all from one cow.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Hey, Yosef, of course, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, $30 code at fishdope.com. And, Yosef, how do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can check out my website at sportsmansrealty.com. And you can get a free home evaluation at SoCalHomeEval.com.
Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks. Hey, special report now from our good buddy Mike from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. Doing great. How's the fishing?
You know what? It's been pretty darn good. It's been good. We had a... You know, there's been a little bit of ups and downs. We had a little bit of slower fishing during the full moon, and then it blew up again. A couple of slow days, but here for the last week, it's been really good. We just got in from a three-day trip, and Drago Custom Rods, first time we've had their charter, and a great group of guys. I know one of the only lady on the boat, Susie, just absolutely slayed it. First night had three of the bigger fish, and just kind of went on from there, but good nighttime fishing. Our first night we had 43 mixed grade fish, fish up to 100 pounds, and there's been daytime fish too. So there's something from a bluefin standpoint. There's something to do 24 hours a day. So we stayed busy and ended up with 107 bluefin for our trip.
Great trip!
Yeah, that's awesome, Mike.
That's really good. It's great.
Yeah, and then it was good fishing. So just
What's the grade of fish been like, Mike?
It's all over the board. There's a lot of, there's some smaller grade fish. There's some 20 to 30 pound fish, 40 to 60, and then 60 to 100. We haven't seen any of the real big fish lately, which, I mean, I'm completely fine with. 100 pound bluefin is more than enough for most people, and we had some guys on the boat, I don't like small fish, and, you know, then you see them turn to the rail by a 50 pounder, and you're like, well, I mean, you might not like them, but they like you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, any opportunity
to have your number.
Yeah, no kidding. Any opportunities coming up on going fishing on the Tribute?
Not until after Labor Day here, but the first and the second, I know there's a couple of openings there that have some spots, and then a couple of sold out trips and some charters among it. But yeah, right after the first, I mean, if you're not an avid dove hunter, that might be a good chance to get on a boat. And I think, you know, after the holiday, you seem to have a little bit of a slump, and you know, there's obviously a lot of bird hunters out there, and I mean, I'm among them.
That's
but
cool.
The first and the second, there's a 1 day and a day and a half trip that have some room, and that's it for a while.
Nice, nice. Well, and of course, you'll be here in the world headquarters 1 week from today, next Sunday, just before you go shoot some
1 week from today, yeah. I had to miss out last weekend to go shoot a big buck up in Ventura.
No, I saw that. Sweet. Was that a mule deer?
You know, it's there's a ranch up there, and I'm not going to give away locations, but I think years ago, one of the property owners around Malibu got some deer flown in, from the sound of it, from Santa Rosa Island. And they bred with local deer, and they turned into those giant things you saw on social media. They're, you know, it was a 180-pound forky.
That's awesome. That thing is giant, yeah. And you use those Baker Marine, I would call them like hunting travel binoculars to sight them in, huh?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because they're not that well known, and when Anthony first brought those out and I put them on the boat, you know, they're great, they're phenomenal glasses. They're, compared to the bigger ones, they're not really, they're not our favorite for the boat.
No.
And the first time I took them out and I took them hunting, I mean, it's a game changer. They're light, easy to use, one-hand operation, and the buddies that I hunted with are like, man, you put a rangefinder in these things and they'd be priceless.
It's almost like having a spotting scope
that
you can hold with your hands and not fall. Yeah, they're awesome. I saw Pete's pair and instantly was like, well, gotta have to start rat holing money for a pair of these, man. Like
they're pretty awesome.
It's just like anything else. Once
for $800.
Once you know that tool is out there, you have to have it. Like they're very cool.
Yeah. Well, I have a pair of Vortex rangefinding binoculars that are really nice, and I ended up carrying the Bakers over those just because. It was just that much better.
Yeah,
so much more powerful, and super stable. Yeah.
Yeah, to have 14 power but not shaking around is huge. Everything.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah,
to be able to sit there and pick apart a hillside, you know, they don't weigh anything. So they're bitching.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he did a great job. I can't wait to get another pair. If he can, you know, throw those in a camo or something a little more tan and throw a rangefinder in them, Anthony.
It's a good idea. There you go. Hey, Mike, so if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, how do we do it?
You can give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And then we have a bunch of pictures up on our social media, which is Tribute Sport Fishing. But you get to see kind of an array of what we've been catching. There's big fish, little fish, night fish, daytime popper fish. I mean, there's a little bit of everything right now. So it's we're getting ready to leave here. Captain Ian's leaving on a 3-day this morning and looking for the same kind of action.
Awesome. Great job. Excellent job on the report. Glad to hear such good fishing. Really looking forward to sharing the microphone with you next weekend, Mike, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah, I'll see you guys in Sage next Sunday.
Yeah,
thanks, Mike.
For sure.
Appreciate that. Well, what a cool bonus to our wrap-up of our FishDope.com report. Again, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your next trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen baked too. They have ice that's nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports
Arena. You know how much gas was on last week?
Tell me.
$3.99.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can tell you where it's not $3.99. Yeah. Anywhere by Rick's house.
Anywhere else.
I drive
right?
to Summit to get my fuel. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages, and more with Captain Frank. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been a very, very busy morning. We've had our first open phone line. Somebody dropped off during the break. If you want a shot, 833-288-0973.
Frank, you wanted to mention something.
Yeah, I think Rick knows about it. Rick, is it true that a friend of yours is having a birthday coming up real soon?
That is true. A very close friend of mine is having a birthday coming up very soon.
He's over 70 now?
Is no, not over 70. Are you talking about me?
Yeah, Pete Ray! Happy birthday, Pete!
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, Tuesday, 7-0.
Really?
Yeah.
7-0.
Yeah, how about
Holy
that, huh?
Holy cow, you yeah. are getting old.
I know, I'm getting old. And then 2 days later, I'm having heart surgery. How about that?
Yeah.
But, it's an elective surgery. I'm having a watchman. And
you're doing the watchman.
Yeah, and then also I'm going to correct my AFib with the ablation, too. At the same, it's like a two-for-one deal. Okay. It's elective surgery. I'm supposed to go in Thursday morning and be out by the afternoon. And have to lay low a couple days, so I won't be here next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'll let Rick and Corey handle the duties. Yeah. So, think about me 2 days after my 70th birthday.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pete. The whole industry wishes you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, thanks. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. You're coming up on in November at 81, is that right?
No, 82.
82? You're amazing. What's the secret, Frank? Give me the secret.
Fishing.
Yeah. Got to keep going, right?
That's right.
Yeah, working your butt off.
Yeah, you keep going.
A day doesn't go by without, you know, when Frank's in town, doesn't go by without coming in.
Yeah.
Frank knows every person that works at the tackle store by name, always does, always checks in with everybody. No, don't. He's too humble to hear that, but it's the truth. Like, all of us are buds with Frank. You know, a guy that is in college that's working in the summertime. Frank always takes his time. How's things going? All of our kids are buds and fish together. He's always in here in the fish report. It's just I'm very proud to get to work with Frank, and we've got such an awesome team, and we've got a team because of good leadership, and there is no better leadership in this business than Captain Frank.
That is for sure. It's the truth. No doubt about it. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Frank.
Let's do that, buddy. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Robert, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Fabulous show as always. So, my first trip on the Polaris Supreme, I leave on Wednesday morning, and my first trip on a 5-star floating hotel. My question is, what can I bring for the crew? I know those guys work their asses off. Is there something we can bring? I hate to say it, a pre-bribe?
A pre-bribe.
You know what? There's so many passengers that love to bring junk food for the kids, and they eat it all up. So, you know, it goes from cashews to different kinds of candy and chips, and you know, the guy that was probably I've never known a guy that would eat more junk food than Roy Rose.
Oh, really?
Roy Rose, really?
He's a candy-aholic?
People would bring stuff by the boxes up there, and he'd just
eat it all. Huh?
Oh, he'd always put weight on during the summer because there's just so much food.
Sucking
up
it
there.
Down. Yeah.
But anyhow, you know, just gummy worms, stuff like that. Yeah. Anything.
They like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do. That's a nice way to say, you know, thank you or whatever.
One that I always loved, I had a buddy, Bill Moore, who we fished a lot of long range trips together. Great, great friend. Bill always brings like a bag of like high quality socks for all the guys.
Oh.
Like, there is nothing like putting on a brand new pair of socks. Like every time
he'd
find out how many guys were on board, and he'd buy like, you know, higher end bags of socks for every single guy on the trip. There's always like
things
little,
like that are
little
great.
Stuff go a long way.
Little things like that. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I know our crew, like, somebody brought our crew a flat of energy drinks the other day.
Yeah, that's another one.
You get a bunch of college kids that are working an afternoon job, and they fished all night, and then they got to work the next morning, and somebody showed up. You know, we filled a bunch of line for somebody, and he had a fish that he pulled on for a couple hours, and the connection was perfect, and he came back with a flat of Monsters for all the kids behind the counter. You would have thought he had just done the world for him. Oh, you can't believe it, man. Somebody brought us a whole flat of Monsters. This is the coolest thing in the world.
That's funny.
Yeah,
fun you have
stuff.
A great text?
I thought so. This is a really fun one. It says, hey, guys, good morning. A great show as usual with Captain Frank. Says, I just got back from a charter on the Liberty, and as a guy who's been fishing on our boats for 50 years, I can say what a fantastic operation. I check the weather as the trips get close more than I check the fish counts. I can tell you one thing. From Friday morning to this morning, laying in your bunk with your eyes closed, you couldn't tell if the boat had ever left the bay.
Wow.
And the fishing was pretty good also. Have a great day. Thanks for everything you guys do. Larry in El Cajon.
That's cool.
Well, Taro and Anibo do a fabulous job. It doesn't surprise me a bit.
They're and that operators. Boat is so amazing, too. The other guy I want to mention at Fisherman's Landing is Captain Dave aboard the Tomahawk. That guy is amazing. What a great operator.
We love David Ibrahim. Yeah. He's a great guy, great operator, hard worker.
And great boat.
Yes. Yes, he's done a heck of a job.
Yeah, that's for sure. A lot of good operators there. Yeah, for sure.
I think, you know, as you know, we kind of helped him, and I think after this season, he'll be completely on his own.
Wow, good for him.
That would be nice.
So, interesting text, and unfortunately, he didn't leave his phone number. He didn't leave his name, so no prize for you. Sorry. But you know what? It's good enough that I want to read it. My earliest memory of fishing was on the boat Sea Boots. I caught my first yellowtail on the trip. It was the jackpot fish as well. I think the captain's name was Chuck. I was only 8 years old. I'm intrigued. Do you remember, does it, that bring back some, Sea Boots?
Sea Boots was definitely a boat, and I want to say it was running out of Oceanside, but okay. This was a long yeah. time
and
ago.
A
that guy
Chuck?
Has to be older than me.
He sounds like it, yeah. I don't know.
Sea Boots, that's many years ago.
I thought maybe it'd jog a memory there.
I'm sorry.
I guess
Chuck,
not.
The only, you know, the Chuck that I remember wasn't running the Sea Boots. He was, Chuck Gonzalez was a guy out of San Pedro. But, no, I don't know who it was.
All right. Very
sorry.
Good. All right.
I had a good text from Darren and Menifee. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Captain Frank. Frank, could you explain a little bit on the limits and how they work on a day and a half versus a reverse day and a half trip? And what about trips that are longer than 3 days of work, longer than 3 days of length? I always love hearing Frank's voice on the radio.
Oh, boy. I hope I get it right. On a long-range trip, say a five-day trip or more, you're allowed, or even a four-day trip, you're allowed, now this does not count bluefin tuna, you're allowed 30 fish, no more than 15 of one variety. On bluefin trips, if you leave on a day and a half trip or a day, call it a two-day trip, you have to leave before noon. That's why most of the boats leave at 11 a.m. And that counts for two limits. In other words, you can have four bluefin. If it's a three-day trip, you're allowed six bluefin. And then there's the thing with the Dorado. They take the place of some other fish, and that's one of the reasons why they can count for quite a bit in your limit. Do you know exactly what that
yeah,
is?
Yes, two-fish limit on Dorado, right?
Yep. And in Mexico, two-fish counts the same, just like bluefin count the same
limit.
As something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and with the bluefin, bluefin would count as the same. So mm-hmm. on your 30-fish limit, you can keep four bluefin, but then you can only keep 20 more fish, I'm guessing.
26, right? I would
say. So it's 15. Like Frank said it best. You get a Mexican limit is five of any species with a maximum of 10 per day.
Right.
And bluefin, a two fish limit counts the same as a five.
As a five fish
and just
limit.
Like Dorado, two fish would count the same as a five.
Same as right. Yeah. Very good. All right. Good. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
You
Rick.
Got it, man. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Captain Frank, just like Chuck, who's calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Pete, and good luck on your surgery.
Thank you.
You know, it's always a guarantee that you want to be well when you get out there on the boats. You know?
That's for sure.
I wouldn't
sure.
want to be to turn around. And Frank, and you guys, the show itself, too, thanks for all your help, because where would we be fishing if it wasn't for all the fighting we have to do just for what we got and to try to keep it? I want to thank you guys, CCA and everybody. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like. But one of my favorite stories, Frank, is when you were getting towed around, what were you, like 10 in Newport Harbor, and you guys would fish and get the bat rays to tow you around. I think that's one of the greatest stories, man.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. We get some huge bat rays. Newport Harbor's got some giants.
Oh, yeah.
We had those little green skiffs that we had to clean every night. And as soon as we got done, we'd jump in one with our rods and a couple of greenback mackerel and go fishing.
Was that at Davy's Locker?
No, it was at Balboa Pavilion.
Oh, Balboa Pavilion.
That's when I was working there when I started working
there. Wow. Yeah. Fun stuff. Yeah,
oh,
that
it was so much fun.
Fun to catch.
I used to fish with a guy named Frank Rimley. We used to have so much fun.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, great. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Chuck.
Charisse in Huntington Beach asked, good morning, guys. Love listening to the show. I'm a girl who loves to fish, but none of my friends do, unfortunately. Frank, where's a good place to meet other ladies who enjoy fishing?
Ooh.
Maybe go on the searcher with the ladies' trip.
Yeah, we'll have to get, we can get you a name, maybe if.
Yeah. Wendy Toshihara, actually.
Wendy is the gal.
Yeah, she puts it together. Wendy works for Iserline.
And Lori Satchel.
Really?
She's like, I think,
Turner's,
the charter master on that trip.
Yeah. So, you know
and
what?
And you know another person you can call. You can call Jen, who in the Shogun office, and Jen can hook you up with some ladies that'll welcome you aboard.
In your
on
office,
trip.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yes. Just ask for Jen. And the other thing, call Lori Ask for Lori at the San Marcos location of Turner's Outdoorsman. And I'm not sure what her hours are, but Lori's super accommodating to get hooked up with other ladies and stuff. And get on one of their charters. That would be a great way to meet
some definitely, ladies. The ladies are missing it by not going on these trips.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If they have any inclination to enjoying fishing. I mean, you talk about a clean sport out in clean air and healthy. And,
oh, yeah.
And whatever.
Great food, great accommodations.
Yeah.
It's just such a good time.
But yeah, you get hooked up with the right group, and you're going to have some really good fun there, Therese, and that's a good idea.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I thought this was a fun text. It says, good morning, gents. I've always dreamed of going on a long-range trip, but I've been apprehensive about being seasick for multiple days in the water. I'm fine on smaller center consoles, and I've traveled a bunch fishing Baja, but longer trips out of San Diego have always been apprehensive to me. Scopolamine patch works for me until it gets really rough. Do you have any recommendations on seasickness medications, Frank, that you've seen from over the years from Ted in San Diego?
Well, God, I never remember. Cimarzine, that's what it is.
Cimarzine, yeah, that's Cimarzine. What Kathy was.
That's a pill that you can take. If you are seasick, you've already gotten seasick, you can take that pill, and if you can keep it down for 30 minutes, your seasickness is gone.
Yeah. It's actually, it was an anti-nausea pill for cancer patients, right?
Cancer patients and women who were about to give birth because the nausea problem.
Okay. Cimarzine.
Okay. Yeah, Cimarzine is what
it's called. Doctor.
Ask your doctor. Yeah. You have to get a prescription.
Yeah, for sure. A good one here from Rich in Long Beach says, always a pleasure having Frank in the house. Wondering if Frank, all your lures on the water, what the strangest thing you've seen out on the ocean that you've fished or explored?
No, I'd have to think.
There's
about
a lot. That's a big book right there.
God, what is the strangest thing?
Strangest thing.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that for a while. I can't give you an answer to that one right now. I'm sorry.
Well, speaking of big book, when is that coming? We've been teasing you for a long time. You know, you said that it'd be a big book worth of strange things you got. We've been teasing you for a long time. When do we get to do that, Frank?
You know, we actually, I told you what I would be interested in doing, and that's doing a book with Brandon Hayward, doing the book.
Yeah.
And it would be a book not about me, but I would do it with Brian Kiyohara, Randy Toussaint, Tim Ekstrom, and maybe another person in there. But if those guys have been in the industry long enough that there'd be some great memories. The only one I wish we could still put in there, but he's gone now, is Steve Loomis. But anyhow, then I'd be interested in doing a book. And Brandon's interested in it, so he may contact us here as soon as he's done.
Fantastic writer.
Yes.
Too. Yeah, really a fantastic writer. You have a good one there, Rick?
It says, good morning, gentlemen. My question coming up, it's my son's birthday coming up in September, and I'd really like to get him a new rod and reel outfit. Frank, in your opinion, what is the best all-around setup that I could buy to get a guy started in sport fishing? This is from Kathleen in Ocean Beach.
Well, I'm going to, you know, there's when I have a question like that, I immediately call Fisherman's Landing and ask for Rick Maxka or Brandon Bono or RC or Dylan. And that's
all
so,
those guys.
Go ahead, Rick. What would you say?
If I was going to pick an all-around outfit for fishing in San Diego, it doesn't say the age, but I think a 25-pound outfit probably covers more bases than anything we do. It's light enough that you could still catch a sand bass on a half-day trip, but heavy enough that you could catch a yellowtail or a tuna and go kelp patty fishing. And I like a 7 to an 8 foot rod, and I'd pick a reel that's not too terribly expensive to get started, and I really like a Shimano Torium in like a 14 to 16 size.
That 14 size is such a perfect size because you can land a big fish on that if you need to, too.
Absolutely could. You know, and like anything, if we get an idea, if somebody did come into the tackle store, we'd find out what they already had, if they didn't, and the type of fishing that they like to do, sport boat versus private boat, and ask a few questions until we tailor it just right. But off the cuff, that'd be my favorite. 7 to 8 foot rod, Torium 14. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing. We're giving away an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing and a $250 gift certificate to the Supreme, the Shogun, or the Royal Polaris. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
You're
pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event. From now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. We're going to find out who's getting that $250 gift certificate on the RP, the Shogun of the Supreme. Other prize, obviously an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing.
Constellation prize.
Yeah, Frank,
yeah.
Goes the honors. Give us that
flip
point.
The coin. Go for it, Frank.
We're going to let it hit the deck. The deck will go.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a texter is winning that $250 trip. So congratulations, Ted. You've got yourself that $250 gift certificate. That means our caller, Ryan and Irvine, you're going fishing on an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, congratulations. Frank, such a great show. You can't take those headphones. You can't take those headphones off because we're just talking guys here. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do. I know you don't like hearing that, but we all appreciate you.
We wouldn't
from
be here
Rick
without
and
you, buddy.
Ourselves thanks, and thanks, everybody thanks, out thank there you. Appreciates all the hard work you're still doing in these years. So, of course, Shogun and Player Supreme, give us the phone numbers for those.
619-226-8030
and Seaforth Sport Fishing, 619-224-3383 for the Polaris Supreme.
Great. Hey, thank you. Thanks to Jeff for manning the busy phones today. Thanks to Adam, all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Rick and Corey will be back next Saturday. Captain Pete Grosbeck, one of the legendary captains, will be here. And then next Sunday, Mike Pritchard from the Tribune. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to all of you out there. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.